Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for some fun Walt Disney World resort talk. That's right. If you're a fan of the Walt Disney World resorts like I am and Pam and Ricky, we're going to talk about picking the best resort and some reasons why one resort might be the best for your next Walt Disney World vacation. But first, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. It's an exciting time right now over at the Magic for Less. We've got a lot of new offerings out there that can be booked. Of course, 2020 Disney Cruise Line Adventures for the fall of 2020, September through the end of the year. We can book those, and we're going to great places. So check that out over at themagicforless.com. And next week, finally, we've been waiting and waiting, and it's almost time. 2020 Walt Disney World packages will be available to book next week. So see all the information, drop by themagicforless.com. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. Thank you so much for supporting the folks who always support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. When you're doing that online shopping this weekend, we really appreciate it when you use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Costs you nothing extra. You get all your Prime benefits, and it really does help support the show. You may not think your little purchase, a couple bucks here, a couple bucks there, would add up. But when we come together as a podcast community, it really does help us do what we do. So please bookmark it on all your devices and use it often. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1498 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. We made it to yet another weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the Disney dads out there a little bit early. Make sure you kick back and hey, you know, we had Mother's Day last month. It's our turn. You know what? Let's relax. Do our thing. Listen to Disney podcasts if you want. If you want to watch the planning videos on the 55-inch LCD, that's it's your day. Do what you got to do. If you want to watch ball, doesn't matter. It's your day. Enjoy it. We're going to have a good time this weekend, but we're getting it ready. You know, it's summer, and it's time to talk Yacht and Beach Club. We've never done a show directly on Yacht and Beach Club, so we're going to talk about this awesome pair of Disney resorts over in the Epcot resort area. So joining me today to do a little resort talking, we have Ricky from a Disney World After All.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less. Ricky, I saw your senior pictures from last weekend. What's going on? Nice.
You know, you have just segued perfectly into my weekend plans.
Oh,
so
you're doing it again. Oh, Lord.
Yes. So last weekend I did senior pictures. This weekend we are actually, so there's this thing called Candytopia, which is here in Atlanta. And it's a bunch of like different, it's basically an Instagrammer's paradise. So I decided to book tickets for me and Brian to go. So yeah, we're going to go to Candytopia and get lots of pictures of Instagrammable stuff with candy. So yeah, that's going to be our fun for Saturday. So
Pam, that's our little millennial right there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's really cool, though? They are bringing, I saw this, they are bringing a Nickelodeon Slime City, which is kind of like the same type of deal. Like, it's these, you know, it's these small little experiential things, kind of like the NBA experience that Disney Springs is having. And so they're doing like this, this Nickelodeon Slime City thing, and you can actually get slimed. It's here in Atlanta. There's the first one, and they're like, it's opening up later this summer. And I'm like, part of me wants to do it, and then part of me's like, yeah, no, I don't want to get slimed. I mean, I know they give you ponchos to wear so you don't actually get it all over you, but still, I was like, yeah, that might be a pass. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could not do the slime stuff.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
I'm too old for that. Yeah. Too old and cranky. Anyway,
also, we're gonna go see candy. So yeah, there you go. That's better. That's more of my cup of tea.
I'd just rather eat it, but Do what you got to do. All right, joining us, we have Pam Forster-Koner, the Magic for Less Travel. What's going on, Pam? Any big plans for this weekend? What are you doing for Father's Day?
You know, good stuff that Steve likes to do.
There you go. can't spill the beans.
Yes, that's right. It's all a secret. It's all been a big plan. So,
yes.
I mean, you know. And, you know, the weather here has been fantastic. I know, like, I like to complain about the weather in the winter, but it has been very nice here lately. So I really can't complain too much. We've had a lot of deck time so far this year. I think more than we did last year, almost the whole season. So it's been nice. So.
All right. Well, hey, let's dive into this. You know, it is summer. And I think, you know, when I think of summer, there's a few resorts that pop really into my mind. I think I don't know why this is. It's kind of weird when it comes to Walt Disney World. There's just certain things that, like, seasonal, like Wilderness Lodge, Christmas, you know, like Pop Century, summer. That's a summer resort for me. And Yacht and Beach Club, definitely a summer resort because, you know, I'm a guy that's never been up to where this is themed after. I've never been into the Northeast, New England. You know, never done that. And of course that's kind of, you know, Boardwalk. I consider these three kind of all like a triumvirate there, you know, it's like a group of three around Crescent Lake. But this resort is very much a summer resort to me in my mind, because I think it's Stormalong Bay. It's got the sandy beach, you know, it's beautiful. So let's just kind of dive into the basics. Pam, we'll start with you. So of course, Disney's Yacht and Beach Club resorts, two sister resorts, both deluxe resorts in the Epcot area resorts. So you can walk to Disney's Hollywood Studios, you can walk to Epcot. Mm-hmm. So give us kind of the background. If people have never stayed there, never even considered Yacht and Beach, what comes to mind first?
So for me, the Yacht and Beach Club, I think is, you know, it was one of the, when they started doing that expansion and adding other resorts to the Walt Disney World Resort area, it was added during that time. Actually, in the beginning, we need someone who's better at Disney history than I am, let me say, to do this. I'll do a little segment, but you could actually take a tram from Yacht and Beach Club, and it would leave you off right there at the International Gateway.
Yeah, you did.
So the mysterious little patch of grass that used to be like that big oval patch of grass that used to be there was actually more of an entrance there, because you would be dropped off there more often. I think actually there might have been some buses or something else. Maybe it was just the tram that dropped you off there as well, but there was more of a covering and things like that. So anyways, but for me, you know, I think that the Yacht and Beach Club is actually one of the best properties on Disney property for a couple of reasons. It just has a ton of amenities. The decor is great. The location's fantastic. Dining, top notch. And just so much to do. So I think it has a little bit of everything. It appeals to everyone. And by the way, that pool, though, I mean, could there be a better pool? So so many reasons to consider this for a stay.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, when you're looking at Yacht and Beach Club, you need to make sure that you're focusing on having some time at the resort. This is not a place to go because you're going to be going first thing in the morning and not getting back to your hotel till 10 o'clock at night. You know, using it to, you know, some people say, you know, I use the room to sleep and shower. You know, this is not, that's not what you should do when you stay at Beach Club. You want to make sure that you almost take a full day. I mean, I can't tell you this enough. Have a full day at Stormalong Bay. You know, Disney's Beach Club, I'm looking at our resort guides over at themagicforless.com. There's 576 rooms. But, you know, while you're there, the dining, there's two quick service locations, a full service restaurant and Cape May Cafe. You got the pool bar, Hurricane Hannah's. Two lounges, you got in-room dining 24 hours a day. It's just, there's so much to do there. You know, you got Stormalong Bay, it's got four whirlpools, you got the arcade, you can rent boats, you got the marina, you can do the cruise, you can do fishing out of the yacht club. We did that with the Yerkes, you know, we caught a big turtle. It was crazy. We didn't mean to catch a turtle, but we did. Just like on the end of one of our fishing rods. It's a great place to run. It's got a health club. It's got a massage and spa services. I mean, it's just... It's, you know, Beach Club has it all. So does Yacht Club, because they share things. So, Ricky, when you think of Yacht and Beach, what do you initially think of?
You know, ironically, it's a resort that I've never stayed at, technically, but it still feels like home, you know, which I know is a weird thing for someone who's never stayed at either one of those resorts. But there's just this comfortability I have there at both of those resorts that, you know, they bring such a homey atmosphere to me. And I think that that's, you know, something that not necessarily a lot of people get. You know, some people think, especially like the Yacht Club, they think it's very stuffy because it has the, you know, the wood coloring and stuff like that. But when you take the resort as an overall, you know, together and combine them, the dichotomy of the two pairs together so nicely. And it does, it really feels like home. It's just, it's a great place to, like Pam said, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy a meal, and enjoy exploring. There's so much at this resort. And of course, if you actually do get to stay here, you have that fantastic pool, which, I mean, how awesome is a sand bottom pool? I mean, come on, they've got a lazy river and, you know, the water slide that's in a pirate ship. And I mean, really, seriously, it's an incredible, incredible resort. And it's on my bucket list of places to actually stay at some point. It's a totally an immersive, fantastic experience. And you cannot beat the distance to two amazing Walt Disney World theme parks. You know, you're so close to Epcot, and of course you're so close to Disney's Hollywood Studios. You've got the boat transportation to both, and as we always know, everything is better on a boat, so that's good too. And I love these resorts. They're just home to me.
So let's hop into, I mean, it's kind of crazy that we can do this. Let's talk about tips for Stormalong Bay, the pool at Yacht and Beach Club, real quick. And Pam, you know, we've both stayed at both yacht and beach at some point, and, you know, really, you know, taking advantage of this. And we made a day out of just staying at the pool. So we got out there super early, right as we actually rope dropped the pool that last summer, I think it was. And we went up to that raised kind of gazebo area and got some loungers and kind of set up camp for the day. Then we got into the pool. But, you know, I think tips with Stormalong Bay, it does get busy. You have to be staying at Yacht and Beach to go in. They check your magic bands to make sure of that. But once you're in, it's just there's tons of loungers. And there's like little nooks and crannies everywhere that you can lay out and put your stuff. But, you know, we got that top area that worked out great for us. We kind of had a view of Crescent Lake, a view of all the pool. So how do you make a good use of a day at Stormalong Bay?
So I think, first of all, one of the things that you're going to want to do during your day at Stormalong Bay is make a meal plan, and you have the great Peaches and Cream right there. We've been able to, oftentimes when we couldn't get an ADR, just walk up and say, hey, we have this is the size of our party. When can we fit in? Like, we don't mind waiting. We usually try right there around 11 o'clock when they open up, and usually they can get us in that day. There's been very few times when that was not possible. If you're not going to be able to eat there, the other place you can eat, of course, is Hurricane Hannah's Grill, which is located right there in the pool area. At certain times of the year and certain times of the day, they'll have wait staff that come around that will get your drink order and can bring you food as well from that location. So consider that as well. Another thing you're going to want to do is try and figure out the different parts of the pool that you want to visit. So there's essentially, you know, a few different areas of the pool. Down at one end is the sand bottom that's really designed for younger kids. It's a shallow pool. You'll see a lot of kids building sand castles and all of that. Then there's actually a lazy river section, and the water is deep there.
Yeah,
it can get up to 9 feet, I believe, is as deep as it gets in that location. They usually do have some kind of inner tubes or something like that that you can use for people who want some help floating, but you can also just float around, you know, yourself if you want to. There are a couple different areas for hot tubs if you're looking for that, so consider that. There's also another area that is down in this other location, sort of nearby where the pool, or I'm sorry, where the slide lets out. So know that all of these waterways are not necessarily connected. There are some different bodies of water. There's lots of waterfalls. There's lots of whatever. So if you're traveling with younger kids or someone who gets confused easily, make sure that you're sort of leading them to the area and explaining how they get back to where you are, or if they're someone that, you know, you can leave for a period of time. Even that, it's like confusing to get back to. So it's confusing to get back to where you were. And sometimes you have to go up and down a bridge to get back to where you were. So that kind of thing can be confusing. There's always going to be a sort of kids' activities at a certain point. They wheel out the little cart, the music starts, and let the games begin. There's all kinds of stuff. One of the last times we were there, we actually saw some of the characters come out and join in some of the fun games that they were playing. So, I mean, it really is a pool that you can spend the day at. There's just so much to do and so many little locations to see. It doesn't get boring.
Yeah, well, we were there last summer. I think it was Goofy and Minnie were out there, you know, doing hula hoops and dancing with the kids. I mean, it was like a planning video. You don't see that often, but I was like, this is awesome. Like, the characters are
really
out
there. Is.
And also, one other thing just to keep an eye on is that if your kids are, you know, I do it all the time, do the flying jib slide, which is the cool slide at Stormalong Bay. You do actually have to leave the pool area, cross the running path, and go up the stairs over there. And there's a small slide, too, that you can go down, like, for the little kiddies over there. But you do have to kind of leave the pool area proper, exit that, go across the path, go up. So just keep an eye on your kids. You know, your kids, once they do it once, they'll be fine. But I'd go out there and walk them to that the first time, because they're going to be excited to do it again. But it's a great slide. It's a ton of fun. All right, so Stormalong Bay, great thing. Now, here's another thing I want to jump in on this show about is that you got beach and yacht club, sister resorts. Mm-hmm. Pam, rooms are the same, right? I mean, they're different themed. I mean, obviously a beach theme, a nautical theme. But I mean, if you're staying in yacht or beach, there's not really an advantage of other than aesthetics, right? To the basic rooms.
It is the decor. So I think the one thing I would say is the beach club is a little bit closer to Epcot, right? Mm-hmm. The yacht club is sort of a little bit closer to Hollywood Studios and closer to the boat dock. But we're talking like steps. I mean, you know, in a day when you're going to do 10,000 or more steps, you're talking about like maybe 20 steps difference or maybe 30 steps. So it's not really that big of a deal. The other thing is that, you know, the yacht club has their own restaurants, the beach club has their own restaurants. But again, we're talking about, you know, from this side of the resort to the other. Know that depending on where you're staying at either resort, your room could be located at the end of that wing. So like if I'm staying at the end of the yacht club wing, which by the way, I never not stay there because they have some great views. And if you have a water view that sort of looks out over towards the boardwalk, but if you're staying there, you're going to be pretty close to the Swan and Dolphin at that point and the boardwalk at that point, you're far. And the same thing for the beach club. And there's not that many sets of elevators. You may be better off taking the stairs either way. So some tips there.
Yeah, and I will say, and Phil says kind of what I was thinking in the live chat here is that the updated rooms at Yacht Club are just really, really sweet. I mean, they're nice rooms. Like we're staying there at post-cruise when we go down in July. Just because there's a lot of reasons why you might pick one over the other. You know, obviously the thematic thing. You know, if my wife always said before we stayed there, I've said this on the show before, like beach club felt like it was for families. Yacht club felt like it was for couples. Like she felt like we should not be walking through there with kids. Like it's too dark. Like the woods are dark. It's quiet. And I think it was just, you know, because I've seen kids in yacht club. I mean, it's not always quiet. But yeah. Beach club does seem to always have more of an energy than yacht. Just in the lobby. So I get where she was saying that. But I mean, typically I can find a better discount slightly at Yacht Club than beach. It's just because maybe it's not so popular as, you know, maybe people don't think of it first. Maybe people think of it second. So I can usually get more of a discount sometimes at Yacht Club. So I stay there for that reason because it's the same thing. But I don't know. And Ricky, so the restaurants, let's go Yacht Club. Because I think Yacht Club really has something for the diners. Of course, Beach Club's got Cape May Cafe and Beaches and Cream, but I mean, Yacht Club has Yachtsman Steakhouse. It has Ale and Compass. It has a Hidden Secret Cruise Cup Lounge. Yes. It's got a lot of good dining options.
It does. And, you know, Ale and Compass is one of my favorite places to go and have dinner or breakfast. They have added my lovely chocolate waffles back on the menu, which makes me so very happy. But I've had some really great other options there too. Actually, my brother's partner was there and he got some, I'm trying to look at the menu to try to see what it was. It was like a Eggs Benedict. That's exactly what it was. It was the Eggs Benedict with poached eggs, smoked pork loin, roasted tomatoes, and an English muffin. And I don't usually go for like a savory option, but I wanted to try it because, you know, I was trying everything on the menu that everybody ordered. And oh my gosh, this blew me away with how delicious this Eggs Benedict was, especially for something that is, because I usually do, I choose for the sweeter options. So I would absolutely get this again, the Eggs Benedict. And that's saying a lot for me, but I've had the salted caramel French toast there as well. Of course, my waffles. For lunch, my brother had the roasted cauliflower that's buffalo style, which is served with ranch, which is also very, very good. I've had sandwiches there for lunch. They have great options for dinner, too. I mean, really, seriously, there are so many things. I don't want to talk about it because I know, you know, it means people will go there. But because then it means I can't get a reservation there. But it really is one of my favorite places to go that nobody goes to. Yachtsman is one of the best dinners that I've ever had. And I'm so excited because we might be going there this summer when we go in July. I'm not entirely sure. I know we've discussed it. So Yachtsman has one of the best steaks I've ever had in my entire life. If you're looking for a nice cut of meat, Yachtsman is the place to go. They have just filet mignon and strip steak and porterhouse and Wagyu beef. And I'm drooling just thinking about all of it. Like it's, oh, I can't, I'm really hoping that this is the option that we go with. But, and then they have, you know, lots of different sides that you can choose from too. I think they're served family style or, you know, sort of family style, you know, where two people can eat them. But I love Yachtsman too. They really do. And of course, Cruz Cup has like the best burger, like on property, I think I've heard. I haven't had their burger, but I hear it's absolutely fantastic. So, I really love Yachtsman or Yacht Club for food. I know it gets overshadowed by its sister, with all the options that Beach Club has, but Yachtsman or Yacht Club. I have Yachtsman on the brain.
You do. You have Yachtsman on the brain.
Yacht Club really has some fantastic options.
I think Yacht Club wins out in dining. I mean, with Yachtsman's and Ale and Compass and Cruise Cup. And Cruise Cup is, you know, it's a kind of a hidden gem. I think people talk about it on podcasts and blogs and so forth. But you're right. It does have good burger, great fries. It is kind of a very chill atmosphere. It's off to the side there. It's so good. So, Pam, one other thing though, I want to address about Yacht and Beach, because I mean, if you think about it, if you're staying at either, you can take advantage of, you know, the dining at both. And, you know, I actually extend that over. It's not that far of a walk to go over and see something like a Big River or Flying Fish or the ESPN, Zone Grill, whatever it's called, you know, the Boardwalk Bakery. I mean, you got a lot of options. I mean, a lot of good places to eat. But one of the places I think that Yacht and Beach and Boardwalk struggle is when it comes to, and this is where the moderates and the values sing, is that that food court, you know, the quick service for the kids and even for the adults who don't want to, you know, do anything fancy, sit down for a restaurant. So what do you say to that?
Well, so I think you have a couple of other options. Of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Jocelyn is sitting there listening to our podcast right now saying, guess what? You can walk to the bakery in France, right?
Of course, Jocelyn is. Yes.
So that is always an option. And it's great because they, you know, I loved when Epcot decided to open the bakery in France in the morning as soon as Epcot opens, because I think it's a great option for people. You get to try a beautiful French pastry or something else from there. And that's a great option to stick in at least one of your days when you're going to be trying to do that. The other thing I think is that you have the option of the Boardwalk Bakery, which is over at the Boardwalk. And again, the Boardwalk really doesn't have a good breakfast spot in the hotel either. They do offer some little continental breakfast things right there in the Bellevue Lounge, but the Boardwalk Bakery has some more interesting options, so you can always try there as well. And the other thing that I think that a lot of people forget about is that you're within walking distance too to Swan and Dolphin, which have a few choices for breakfast meals as well. So lots of things to consider there. But I think so many people, you know, oftentimes get sort of bogged down in the what do you have for breakfast. And I absolutely agree with them because it's hard at times to do that. But between those options, I think that you'll still be able to find some good counter service locations.
Well, too, last time I was at Yacht Club, and I think actually Phil, he's live in our chat with us. We his family kind of had like it was another listener I was thinking of. Is it called the Ale and Compass like marketplace? It's improved.
Yeah.
It's much improved because the one at the beach club is not that hot, but that one's better than the beach club when I think for like a little grab and go.
Agreed.
It's better. It's not great. I agree with you. I feel like they do lack a little bit in the quick service options at the Yacht and the Beach Club. I mean, even though they've definitely improved what they have, I mean, I don't even think the Yacht Club had anything before they built the market. So, you know, the fact that they've added something when there was nothing really is a big plus. But I do feel like, you know, every once in a while I'll go to the Yacht or the Beach Club at the end of the night and I want something snacky. And I'll go into the marketplace or the other place. And I'm just like, oh God, there's nothing here that I want, you know? So like, I feel like they are missing out on something, but then again, I feel like a lot of the deluxe resorts miss out on that. Like we've talked about with Gasparilla Grill at, you know, the Grand Floridian. I feel like that's just a sad little place to go for a quick, you know, bite too. So, I feel like that's just a problem that a lot of the deluxe resorts have, especially from like that time period. You know, they did not really include much in the way of quick service options at any of those resorts that were built in that time period, yeah. In my opinion.
I mean, because I think they really wanted it to be like a destination, you know, like fancy. Because, yeah. I mean, that's kind of the theme, you know, if you're thinking about, you know, I haven't been up to that area of the country, but I mean, I guess it is kind of a fancier upscale kind of you still got to have quick meals though.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
If I want a snack at the end of the night, like I want a snack at the end of the night, you know, I want something sweet and there's like two little pastries, sad little pastries in there. And I'm just like, oh, I don't. Okay. Never mind. Maybe I don't.
The Yacht and Club, the Ale and Compass market has my favorite cookies on property.
Oh, for
the little Spanish, they call them like Spanish wedding cookies. They're really good. They don't always have them. They typically do, and at different times of the year, like they had pumpkin spice flavored ones at some point. But if you're there, check them out. And don't, if I'm behind you, don't buy the last bag.
Got it.
All right, so let's talk transportation here. So we kind of mentioned it. You have, it's kind of like it's like you've got it really good, or you got it really kind of a challenge. Is that, you know, if you want to go to the studios or Epcot, you can walk be to either probably in 10 to 15 minutes, easy, slow walk. You can also take the Friendship boats right outside your hotel there. And they will stop at the Swan and Dolphin and go one way or the other to the studios or to Epcot. But if you want to go to the Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom, here's the thing that I struggle with when it comes to deluxe resorts. And Pam, I know you always rent a car. Ricky, I know you have a car because you drive because you're in Atlanta. But if you're somebody who's depending on Disney transportation, this is always kind of a struggle for me. You know, Wilderness Lodge, same thing, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Contemporary, is that shared bus. You know, I wish that Disney could work that out where, because I know Beach Club, Yacht Club, Boardwalk all share a bus. And that's a struggle for me to go to the Magic Kingdom. So, Pam, what do you think about that? I mean, is it a situation where maybe you catch an Uber and a minivan to supplement to go to those parks? Or do you just suck it up and say it's going to be an extra 15 minutes?
That's rough. Because it's actually really my personal struggle all the time as to what to do there. We have on occasion when we've stayed there, not had a car and used bus transportation and have been pretty happy with it, most of the time. So I think it's something that you can consider. I think the fact that you can walk to two of the theme parks makes it just, I mean, there's nothing else. There's nowhere else that you can do that. Walk to two theme parks like that. Even places that are on the monorail line, you can't walk to two theme parks. You just can't. And the monorail is different than being able to walk there. So I think that's huge. Plus you have the boat transportation too. So we've generally been pretty happy with the transportation there. And I think that people don't have to rent a car if they really don't want to.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, you know, that's one thing that I think could be improved, but I don't know the logistics of you know, would those buses always have seven people on them if there was just a Beach Club bus going to the Magic Kingdom? And I know that's not efficient, you know, but you know, it does fire me up when, you know, when I see like it's going to three resorts and I'm paying, you know, deluxe prices, and then the Pop Century bus is, you know, it's a dedicated line. But I mean, it's also a gigantic resort compared to it's all about guest flow and how they get people here to there. But that's one of my struggles. So, Ricky, what do you say to that? I mean, is it one of those things like, If you're staying on property and you don't have a car, you just suck it up and ride the bus? Because, I mean, you get to walk to the studios in Epcot. That's awesome. I mean, it's a trade-off, I guess. Everything at Disney is a trade-off.
Yeah, that's true. Everything is a trade-off. And I guess it depends on, you know, how quickly you need to get to, you know, one of the, well, I mean, you only have to choose one or two, you know, two places to go with on bus. So Magic Kingdom or Animal Kingdom. So if you're going to be spending a lot of time at either of those two parks, then I would say either rent a car or maybe use Uber or, you know, a minivan or whatever. Or you can take the bus. I mean, if you're cool with, you know, taking the bus and going to those other resorts and stuff like that, then take the bus. But having that transfer, if you're planning on spending more time at Epcot and Disney's Hollywood Studios, then, I mean, you can't beat that transportation at, you know, with a boat or walking. I mean, that's just the best right there. So I guess it kind of depends on what you're looking for with your vacation, of where you're planning on spending the most amount of time. And that's the best option for that.
Yeah, I would close it out with just saying that for me, because, you know, I'll be staying at Yacht Club and I will not have a car. You know, we're going to fly down, take a Magical Express. We're not renting a car or anything. It's very situational. And I think it's what you said, Ricky, is that, you know, if I don't feel like dealing with, you know, X, Y, or Z, I may take an Uber over to the Contemporary and walk, you know, into the Magic Kingdom. At the end of the night, I may do the reverse to get back if I'm super tired. But I mean, if I'm going back in the middle of the day and I'm not in a rush and I just want to get off my feet, if I'm sitting on an air-conditioned bus and I got to swing through Boardwalk and Yacht Club and I'm staying at Beach, no big deal. I'm in an air-conditioned bus. I'm taking in the Disney music. I'm with my family. So I think, you know, and I can save $10, you know, so it's very situational. I think that's how you got to kind of look at it. The same thing with minivans. You know, if you're going to say you're going, you know, from the Yacht Club and you want to go to have a nice meal at the California Grill, you probably don't want to take a bus to the Magic Kingdom all dressed up. You'd rather take maybe a minivan and really make it a special night, you know, something like that.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's give like one tip as we close this out, because we don't want to make this one too long. I think most people have a pretty good grasp on these two resorts, Yacht and Beach Club. But here's my tip, and I would say it for Yacht Club, is that they have a full-service marina that comes out of the Yacht Club side. And you can do things like rent boats to take out there. It's where you can go out for Illuminations cruises, for at least for right now. But one of the things we did, and thank you to Mark Yerkes, we're going to do this again, looking up here very soon in July, is that we got on a pontoon boat, a bunch of us, and we had the time of our lives fishing in World Showcase Lagoon and in between Yacht Club and World Showcase Lagoon, some of the positions we stopped. You know, I'm not a fisherman at all. Like, my dad didn't take me to fish. He didn't fish. You know, I just had never really done it. And the thing about this is we went out there, and there was, you know, I went out there. Steve and Hannah were with us. Paige went with me. Mark was with us. Scott was with us. You know, we had like the best group of friends, and you know, our daughters were there too, which made it even better. And you don't have to know how to fish at all. Cause like, I didn't know how to bait a hook really. I mean, I knew what you're supposed to do kind of, but I didn't know like, you know, all these tricks to, you know, casting, get it here, get it there. The cast member that's on that boat is like an expert fisherman. Like, he knows everything. And the good thing is they can tell stories. I think fishermen are great at telling big tales. He was that kind of guy, but he made us very comfortable. He would bait your hook if you wanted him to, but I felt bad. But I mean, you know, if you pulled in a fish, which again, Scuba Steve, I think, was under the boat hooking him up for us, so we all felt good about ourselves. But it was a really cool time. And it's one of those things, like, it's kind of vacation adjacent. You don't go to Walt Disney World to go fishing. Well, Mark Yerkes does. That's why we all go fish with him. But I mean, like, for me, it was just like, after that trip, I came home and I'm like, one of the coolest things I've ever done at Walt Disney World was fish in World Showcase Lagoon. And we pulled out, like, Paige pulled out like a shark, man. This thing was huge. It was a big bass. And we've talked about that forever. So I think you gotta look at your resort, because, you know, certain resorts have certain things that you're not going to think of on the surface. You're going to think about Storm Along Bay. You're going to think about walking to Epcot. You're going to think about going to Yachtsman. But I mean, maybe give that a shot, because you don't have to be a fisherman. You might have a good day out on the water fishing. So that's my tip for Yacht Club. Pam, do you have anything for Yacht or Beach that people may maybe need to think about?
I think one of the selling points again for any of the deluxe resorts is the increase in amenities. And I think sometimes, you know, people forget that these rooms can accommodate up to five people. So there is a bonus there for larger parties, you know, that you do have the addition of what is essentially the day bed as an option in the standard room. And I think that's really nice to have. There is an increased level of amenities at the resort. The theming is really great. You're going to find little magical touches places. They're going to do things like yoga on the beach and other things. Not that other resorts don't do that, but I think you're going to see more things like that in the recreation schedule that may appeal to you. Remember that they do show movies at the Yacht and Beach Club. They don't do it on the beach anymore, but they do it in kind of a grassy area near the volleyball courts. And they do roast s'mores there too. They have the campfire and things like that. So you're going to want to look at that recreation schedule when you get there and see what all the things that they have available for you during your stay. I think it's awesome to do that, to step away from the parks for a while and enjoy that resort that you paid for. I don't think you'll ever regret that time.
It's also an awesome place to stay for marathon weekend, to watch marathoners come through. Cause I mean, you literally walk out of your room and they're right there on the path. I mean, just throwing that out there if you want to see runners. All right, Ricky, close us out. Last tip for Yacht and Beach.
So if you are looking to maybe, you know, it's your check-in night or whatever, and you just get into the hotel and you want to, you know, kind of relax around the resort, things like that. A little sneak thing is that you can see some of the fireworks from both Hollywood Studios and Epcot. And you're not going to be able to see the whole show, of course, because you're ground level. But, and, you know, like, especially Epcot, like, you know, a lot of, there's the projections and a lot of low fireworks and things like that. But you can see some of the higher ones. So if you're wanting to just kind of enjoy a night at the resort and get a little extra Disney magic while you're there, you can absolutely see some of the show. And I think you can kind of hear a little bit of the music too. Mm-hmm. So that part's kind of nice too. So again, if you're just looking for something kind of low key to do on that first night, that's a great thing to do.
All right. And also great for runners. It's got a great path around Boardwalk, Yacht Club, Beach Club, and you just head over to the studios and run around that little right by security and run back. It's a great place to run. Great place. All right, well, that's going to do it for today. Hopefully you learned a little bit about Yacht and Beach Club. Maybe not. Maybe just get you excited for going back. I'm sure excited to be at Yacht Club on July 3rd. Not that I'm counting the days or anything, but I can't wait to get my toes in that storm along bay, get the sand between my toes, go down the flying jib slide, and have a great time with friends. So check it out. Maybe you've never stayed there. It is both resorts. A lot of fun. So you can't really go wrong. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for that next Disney adventure, check out themagicforless.com. Of course, we got lots of stuff happening right now. The fall 2020 itineraries with Disney Cruise Line are out. The ships are going to some of the familiar places, some new places. Here's what I say. Drop by themagicforless.com. At the top, there's that bar. Check on Disney destinations. Go down to Disney Cruise Line, and there's an itineraries tab. Look there because it breaks it down by destination, ships, dates, so forth. And you can kind of see what kind of falls into what you're looking for. And you get the exact dates. And then while you're there, fill out the quote form. An agent will get back to you right away. Check the availability, the pricing. They can even hold a stateroom for you for 3 days. So you can see the details directly from Disney Cruise Line. And most importantly, you're getting an onboard credit to spend just like cash on your cruise. And that's better than booking with Disney Cruise Line directly because the price is the same, but you're getting free money when you book with the Magic for Less. So check them out for that. Of course, something about packages for 2020 coming out here very soon. So, you know, it's happening next week. So stay tuned for that. And we're going to be booking all the way through December 31st, 2020. Can it be? We're going to be booking a day away from 2021. What happened? This is crazy. This time is so flying. I know I'm old, but man, through December 31st, 2020. That's crazy. So stand by for that. Again, just jump in there, themagicforless.com. Fill out the quote form and agent will be back to you right away. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Again, themagicforless.com. As you do that shopping this weekend, it's Friday. You know what? Amazon has been getting stuff there next day. Forget about 2-day shipping. I've been getting my stuff the next day as a Prime member.
It's crazy.
So if you haven't gotten Dad something, kill two birds with one stone. Get him a great gift and use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You're welcome, dads. And thank you to everybody who used the link. All right, give us a follow on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And, of course, the Facebook page is at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. We got the Double Dip 5K. Sign up for that virtual run over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. And we're having a salute to all WDW podcasts, but mostly the BOGP, on July 4th, 8 o'clock, Japan. Be there. We have a family coming from Norway, Ricky. Already,
I saw that. That's awesome.
How awesome is that? I know. It's so
cool. I know,
cool.
It really is.
She's like, I'm not going to bring a Norway flag. That'd be disrespectful. I'm like, no, bring the Norway flag. Who cares? We're at Epcot. That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
It is
so
cool. Yes. I love it. So, man, I'm just looking forward to this. Just friends new, friends old. It's going to be a blast at Epcot July 4th. So please be there at 8 o'clock. And we're going to try. Here's the deal. Try to be there like at 8:30. We're going to do a big group picture. We got to take a big group picture right around 8:30. So if you know, that's, and then we'll kind of go whatever you got to do. But 8:30, we'll try to do a big picture. That'll be fun. All right. So we're going to get out of here. Let's get on with your weekend. Happy Father's Day, everybody. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.